Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about someone who emailed in, but we're talking about, can you get into clinical research with a degree in mass communication? Again, can you get into clinical research with a degree in communications? So let's go ahead and get into it. So this person emailed in, they said, and of course, if you guys have any questions or anything, you can email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. I do not put out who you are, your name, or anything, in case, unless you want me to. If you want me to, then, you know, say that in the email. But you can email me over there, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. And this person said, I just stumbled across you on YouTube, and I've been thinking about clinical research and researching about it. And then they say that I'm currently a home health aide, and I have a degree in mass communication. Do you think I can get into this industry? So this is a question I get from time to time with different degrees that people have. And the answer is yes. Can you get into the industry with a mass communication degree? The answer is yes. Now, it also helps you because for this specific example that you're a home health aide. So you have previous experience or current experience working with patients. So you already have that experience. So that means that's going to be a feather in your cap when you're applying for these positions because a lot of people apply with no experience. So that's good for you. You have previous clinical research experience. And I mean, not clinical research experience, you have previous patient experience. So that means that's going to help you out tremendously. Now, even if you don't have previous patient experience and you have a mass communication degree, you can still get into this clinical research industry. I know people without four-year degrees who have been in the clinical research industry. Now, it may be difficult, but you can do it. And basically, the way to do it is the way I always say to do it, guys. You kind of got to get in where you fit in. So you got to figure out what science experience and what science background you do have, what experience you do have that can be beneficial to this job. So you're in communications, right? Maybe you start working for a pharmaceutical company in their communications department. Maybe you start working for a CRO in their communications department. Maybe you just apply for their entry-level job. Maybe you try and get an internship. Maybe you start working as a contractor. You got to find your way into the industry in whatever way you can. And for some, it's getting a full-time job right off the bat. Some people are just lucky like that. For others, it's working your way up from the bottom, like I had to do, where I started making, where I started my first role in this industry, making $11 an hour on a contract. So not even a lot of money. It was like 14 bucks an hour. Okay, maybe it was like 14 or 15 bucks an hour, but still not a lot of money. That's how I got my start in the industry, guys. So I know about working from the bottom. I know about sending in applications and getting rejected after rejection. I know about that. That's how I'm only telling you guys to do this stuff because I've done it. I had to do this too. And that's why I know how to get you guys into this industry and what it's going to take because I had to do all these things too. So yes, the bottom of the line is you can get in this industry with a degree in mass communication. You're just gonna have to get in where you fit in, be it internships, volunteering, working on weekends, working as a consultant, working as a contractor, even volunteering sometimes. So guys, it's work. It's not just going to fall into your lap. You're going to have to put in application after application. You're going to have to get rejected. You're going to have to not get any callbacks from recruiters, all these type of things. But yes, it's possible to get in this industry with any type of degree for that matter. Typically, it's a little bit easier with the more science-y your degree is in. And it's even easier than that if you already have some type of experience working with patients or working in science, lab research, any type of research. It's even easier than that if you've got previous clinical research experience. So that's what it is, guys. Hope this helps out. Take care.